Yes, I'm Jason Dinesen. The Timberwolves couldn't hold an 18-point third-quarter lead as they lost to New Orleans 119-115 at Target Center last night. Coach Chris Finch.
Yeah, I mean, we got up 18 and we just relaxed. You could feel it. You could see it. There was a couple offensive rebounds that beat us, too, and that kind of started it. And then we had two turnovers, I think, and then you know, the quarter ends with a bunch of Murphy threes, which, you know, we should have been up and pressuring them off the line. Then the game tightened up and, you know, couldn't contain the ball.
The Wolves rolled up 70 points in the first half, but the offense sputtered in the second half.
We had no pace in the game, really, so we didn't get it. And then, you know, some of our guys who have been making shots at a high level didn't make shots. You know, everything kind of bogged down to kind of an ISO game. We didn't really get a flow where we you know, really created a lot of open looks for each other either.
Next up, the Wolves host the Clippers tomorrow afternoon. Minnesota Golden Gopher men's hockey lost on home ice to Ohio State last night 6-2, while Gopher women's hockey beat St. Thomas 4-1. Golden Gopher Wrestling lost at Rutgers on Friday night, 23-15. Golden Gopher Softball opened the 2026 campaign on Friday with two losses at a tournament in San Diego, 5-3 to Miami of Ohio and 3-2 to San Diego State. Minnesota Golden Gopher men's basketball, coming off another upset win at home, plays on the road tomorrow at Maryland. Golden Gopher women's basketball is also out east tomorrow as they play at Rutgers. In the Super Bowl tomorrow, Minnesota native Ty Okada is on the Seattle roster at strong safety, while Minnesota native and U of M graduate Nick Kallerup is also on the Seahawks roster as a blocking tight end. This is MNN.